بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. الحمد لله وكفى وسلام على عباده الذين اصطفى. أما بعد، فقد قال الله تعالى في القرآن المجيد والفرقان الحميد: أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم، بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. قل إن كنتم تحبون الله فاتبعوني يحببكم الله ويغفر لكم ذنوبكم والله غفور رحيم. Firstly, discussing the importance of the sunnahs of Nabi Akram sallallahu alaihi wasallam. As we have learned, that our object and purpose of life is to get connected to Allah, to give our life back to Allah Ta'ala. And how to get this connection and how to give our life back to Allah Ta'ala, not according to our own understanding. Like Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala mentions in the Qur'an Kareem, that many people, they try and worship Allah according to their own understanding. And whole night or whole life, they are engaged in so much of effort. But when they realize the reality on the day of Qiyamah, what will happen? Amilatun nasibah. They will see they sweated, their sweat was rolling, and they were so tired. But all that effort was in vain. It was useless. Because it was not in the right direction. And that example is, once Hazrat Umar radiallahu ta'ala was walking with few friends, and they passed by a church, and they saw from the distance a priest. He was there, and it seems like whole night he was busy in his worship. And on that, Hazrat Umar radiallahu recited this ayat, Amilatun Nasiba. Let's see this poor man. So much effort, whole night, but it's not according to the sunnah of Nabi Akram sallallahu alaihi wasallam. And that is why, especially in today's time, this new ideology that is being created in the ummah of the Abrahamic cult, that we all follow Ibrahim alayhi salatu wasalam, so we all worshipping Allah, so what's wrong? Other people come to the masjid or we go to their places of worship, there's nothing wrong. This is totally concocted. If it is not according to the sunnah of Nabi sallallahu alaihi wasallam, Allah ta'ala told Nabi sallallahu alaihi wasallam, inform them, lakum dinukum waliya din. You got your way of worship, you don't even know how to, you're not prepared to accept how to worship Allah, how Allah has taught me. And your concept of Allah is something else. So this is why it is extremely important that we learn the sunnahs of Nabi Akram sallallahu alaihi wasallam and beg Allah Ta'ala to give us proper understanding of the sunnahs of Nabi Akram sallallahu alaihi wasallam. And as we will learn in the kitab of Anwar al-Salah also, that one is the hadith of Nabi sallallahu alaihi wasallam and one is the sunnah. The sunnah of Nabi sallallahu alaihi wasallam is his way of life. And that is what we have to bring into our lives. And if we don't have the knowledge of it, how are we going to do it? So we have to learn the sunnah of Nabi sallallahu alaihi wasallam, beg Allah Ta'ala for proper understanding, beg Allah Ta'ala that He gives us tawfiq to practice upon it and pass it throughout the world, and most important, we get the great love of the sunnahs of Nabi Akram sallallahu alaihi wasallam. And then Allah Ta'ala says, if you want my love, which is the ultimate, the main object of life, to get the love of Allah, then the easiest way, fattabi'uni, you just follow my beloved Nabi Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam. So with regard to this, we last started learning the sunnahs of going to relieve ourselves in the toilet. The second sunnah, or the first sunnah we learn, cover our head all the time. Wear a topi for our wives, our daughters, inform them, wear your scarf before going into the toilet. And don't just do it as a ritual. We are normally sometimes, most of us, wearing topi. But just think, why I'm doing it? It's the sunnah of Nabi sallallahu alaihi wasallam. Then the second sunnah, enter the toilet with shoes. That obviously in public toilets and toilets where we're going in the home, it's a different thing if the toilet is clean, that my sandals might be inside or whatever, or there's a mat, then it's understood. But generally, not just to enter, and today we see many people are negligent about this, just like you call la parwa. He's not worried how he'll walk out of the masjid without his shoes. You go into the toilet and you come out without his shoes. That is not and we say we are Sufi. Sufi is not a person that is, like we learned, that Sufi are those people that wear simple clothes. It doesn't mean you have to be haphazard. And it doesn't mean you have to be dirty. No, you have to be neat and tidy. And you have to know the etiquette. So this is extremely important that we wear our shoes, our sandals, whatever, before entering the toilet. And when you wear it also, think this is the sunnah of Nabi Akram Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam. That's why I'm wearing my shoes. And that also, there is etiquette in that also. When our Shaykh teaches us, when you put your shoes down from the shelf, don't just throw it down like an animal. We just throw our sandals down. No, put it down nicely with the left hand, wear your right shoe first. All this just to go to toilet, just to wear your shoes. 3 sunnahs, 300 shaheed sawab. So what a deen we got, but because we are unmindful, we're losing out. Allah give me all of us tawfiq and understanding. And this all will come when we regularly take our spiritual medicine and do our zikr of Allah Ta'ala. And zikr has to be learned from the mashayikh. And all the mashayikh, they have got a different method of training them at this thing. The method that we use, that is not, it's not 100, that this is what 100% sunnah, like the poems, etc. we read. But according to our mashayikh, what has been, according to their practice and what they've seen according along their lives and from their elders, they learn that this was effective to for the hearts of the people, for the hearts of their murid. So that is why they do it in that way. Other mashayikh do it in a different way. So we have to follow our tariqah, our way of life, our way according to our shaykh. And we see while we're making our zikr, after we read our durood, we read the ayat, Fazkuruni Askurkum, we sit cross-legged, and then we read this poem, Dil Mera Ho Jai Ek Medani Hu, Tu Hi Tu Ho, Tu Hi Tu Ho, Tu Hi Tu. In other words, the reality, oh Allah, why am I sitting and making your zikr? Oh Allah, I want my heart to be empty now. All other thoughts, ideologies came into my heart. And I'm looking for success in life in all different avenues. But now I realize I came in the contact of your wali, and I realized just one bayan and he opened my heart that where are we looking? We're looking all in the wrong direction. Come and look in the right direction. So oh Allah, now empty my heart. Take out all these things from my heart. And tu hi tu, you only come in my heart. You only, when Allah comes in our heart, just one iota of the nur of Allah, then you see your direction is changing already. And then, aur mere tan mein bajaye aab o gil, now you realize that what is my value? This body is just made of sand and water. Now you realize my value is not the type of clothes I'm wearing. Today people, especially youngsters, are overtaken. I got so expensive techies. I got so expensive jeans. That's not your value at all. What is your value? Darde dil ho, darde dil ho, darde dil. That, oh Allah, put your love, that pain that I mustn't disobey you. Darde dil, when Allah has translated as the love of Allah. But it's actually to go through little pain. In the beginning, you have to leave out all your desires, all the techies now, you have to get rid of it. It's painful. But when you do it out of the love of Allah, now it will become enjoyable slowly. So regularly the zikr will do our treatment. It will make our, it is our spiritual medicine, provided myself we try and learn to do it properly. And we follow it properly as it is done in the morning, in the evening also. We should try and try and concentrate. If we don't know the poem in Urdu, but just think, here we're learning the meaning, so try and keep it in our mind. That when I'm making my zikr, I want darde dil. I want that love of Allah to penetrate my heart. And then when this love of Allah starts coming, then automatically you'll say, Rail se bilkul hi ujjaye nazar. Now Allah, lift my gazes away from everything, else besides you. First my gaze was on, I must get that business, or I must get that degree, I must get entrance into university, I must get that. Now lift my gaze from all these artificial things. These things got no value. What is valuable and what will make me valuable? Tu hi tu aye nazar deko jidar. Deko jidar. That wherever I see now, whatever I look at, I only see you, O Allah. And that is now the ultimate, that we have to work a whole life, and then only inshallah, Allah Ta'ala out of His kindness will count us as if we were reaching there. But our whole life, it is far to reach from there. Those are the stages of very pious people, like Hazrat Mufti Mahmood Sahib Rahmatullah Alayh, very great Mufti of his time, very great Shaykh of his time, that Hazrat towards the end of his life, he wrote a poem, Maine Tumhe Dekha Hai. That, oh Allah, now I have seen you. Whatever I see, I only see you. When I see the great fuqaha, what they did, I see you. I hear a person reading qiraat, I see you. So this is the object of zikr, that Allah must come in my heart, all our gazes, and as we're learning in this kitab, that this is the ultimate. We have to climb the ladder. Normally we think, hey, I must reach there, I'm going to make zikr, I made 30 days zikr in the khanka, I reached there already. No, we have to climb up the ladder, and how to climb up, that is why we do this important cause of Anwarus Salah. The Noor of Allah will come in the heart when we start correcting this very, very important command of Allah Ta'ala after Iman. To get connected to Allah, Allah gave us the great gift of Salah. But we have to learn what Salah is about. Not Salah like our Hazrat says, that when we were small, we saw how our mothers are reading Salah. So we copied them and we still reading Salah like that. We didn't learn what is Salah about, we don't know. So that's why Salah, we just come, it's a burden. Allah give me all of us tawfiq and understanding. Bismillahir Rahmanir Rahim, Alhamdulillah wa kafa wa salamun ala ibadihi alladhina istafa. Amma ba'du faqad qala Allah ta'ala fi al-Qur'anil Majid wal Furqanil Hamid. A'udhu billahi minash shaitanir rajim. Bismillahir Rahmanir Rahim. Inna as-salata tanha 'anil fahsha'i wal munkar. So we're carrying on with the introduction of this kitab, Anwarus Salah. As we have learned, this was the bayan of Shah Ismail Shaheed, Shah Ahmad Shaheed, Rahmatul Alayh. And he gave his life for the pleasure of Allah Ta'ala in the time of the British. And he gave this great bayan, how he could give his life when he had this reality in him. So he gave this bayan. Then it was, Alhamdulillah, fortunate. One of the great khalifas of Hazrat Shaykh Rahmatul Alayh, Sufi Iqbal, rewrote the bayan and put it to us with extra notes, and now we have this beautiful kitab. And then on top of it, our Shaykh, with the fikr of the ummah, when he started this program of itikaf, this kitab came in the hands of Hazrat, which shows how valuable and how many years it has been taught. But along the line, as you hear it every year, you realize, hey, I still didn't come to the ABC of Salah. So that is why we shouldn't think, no, I heard this kitab already. We heard this. No, we should listen with an open heart and see it. And as Hazrat says, that the more you listen, the more you realize, I thought I heard this. I thought I knew this example. But that's what it means. So if we start with the correct intention, and the most important thing is, that is our Islah, our spiritual reformation. And you can only get your spiritual reformation done with a sheikh, with a spiritual doctor. Allah has sent them in the world, they are here, and Allah has brought us here. We have got a great spiritual doctor in our midst, our honorable, illustrious sheikh. Allah has brought us here, we should sit with the correct intention. And then we learn the ultimate, as we learned last week, we stopped at this point, that a person now, he gets the reality that Allah Ta'ala is with me all the time. You get that feeling. Now when you start getting that feeling, but that's the ultimate. That will take lives and lives. But we have to just start walking on the path. As you start walking on the path, Allah will open our hearts. And then you'll see automatically, now every movement of yours, whether you're moving, you're walking, you're talking, whatever you're doing, you're sitting, all that now will change. All your habits will change automatically. Your friends will be surprised. Your wife will be surprised. That this person had this la parwa attitude. He just used to sit anyhow in front of people, stretch his legs. Now he's got some etiquette, he's got some adab. Where all this came? Because now you're conscious, Allah is with me, Allah is present, Allah is watching me. And this is the ultimate of salah and the ultimate of this part of suluk, treading this part of getting connected to Allah Ta'ala. And what is, now we all want the pleasure of Allah Ta'ala. But what is the measuring stick? How to get the pleasure of Allah Ta'ala? Not according to my understanding, but according to Shariat. What is the laws of Allah Ta'ala? So a person now becomes conscious that I have to learn what is hukukullah, the rights of Allah. Am I fulfilling Allah's rights properly? That is, am I performing my salah properly? Am I giving my zakah properly, etc.? So all these things, am I spending my money properly? Allah has given me my money. Not just attitude, it's my money, it's my wife, it's my car, it's my business, nobody must tell me what to do. It's not mine, it's an amanat, it's a trust. And such a trust Allah gave you, use it. And when you use it in the right way, we'll give you reward as if it is yours. But it's from Allah Ta'ala. So if Allah is so kind, but when we don't know Shariat, then we have this wrong attitude, and just because of this, as Hazrat explained, this ghaflat, unmindfulness, myself, that we just unmindful and think it's mine. Nothing is mine, Allahu Akbar. As we see, and this is this Islah, that from small you do your Islah, and then see, now if your father did his Islah, he'll be worried of the Islah of his children. We see, if we read our BT, that is the autobiography of Hazrat Shaykh Rahmatullah Alayhi, how his father brought him up from a young age to teach him that nothing is ours. Everything belongs to Allah Ta'ala. And nothing gives you value until only Allah is in your heart. So like Hazrat Shaykh explains, one incident we'll just mention to understand that a person should realize nothing is mine. You can be driving the best car in the world, and sadly today it's a different condition. That we don't know the laws of Sharia, so we think, no, I need that car. So you take a car on HP. And today with all how Shaitan has fooled us in the name of Deen, just gave it an Islamic flavor. Now you say Islamic finance. And our ulama, you must ask the right pious muftis whether that is permissible or not. Is it? You're just giving an Islamic flavor that, no, I took Islamic finance. So it is permissible for me to buy that car, etc. So in reality, that car is not yours. It's the bank's car. One, two times you just delay in your payment, they're not going to have mercy on you. So we should realize this, that nothing is ours. Even if you bought it cash, it's still not ours. We have to use it how Allah wants us to use it. And then we will get reward. Otherwise, you'll use your car and you'll say it's mine. But instead of getting barakat and instead of getting goodness, you'll see every time there's problems and say, why is this car troubling me? It's not the car that is troubling you, you're troubling the car. That you're not reading your Bismillah when you're starting the car. We're not reading our du'as. We're not using it in the right way. So firstly, I have to realize myself, and this is how we then have to train ourselves and then train our children. As the Shaykh Rahmatullah Ali says, I was a small boy, like 2-3 years old, so small boy. And like we know, small children, they like something to be all the time with them. They got a blanket or they got a pillow. All the time they're keeping with it. And they say, this is mine, this is mine. So as the Shaykh Rahmatullah Ali also, his mother made him a small pillow, nice pillow. And all the time he used to keep it close to him. He used to walk around with it, etc. One day his father, Hazrat Mawlana Yahya Sahib Rahmatullah Ali, he said, Zakariya, bring me a pillow. And when he said, Zakariya, bring me a pillow, I was a small boy. So immediately he must have said, Abba, my pillow. Must I bring my pillow for you? I was so happy. And before he could just go, his father gave him one smack. And we'll say, what a man, small boy, and you're giving him a hiding. But he says, that smack already made me realize, my father told me, nothing is yours. Everything belongs to Allah Ta'ala. So this is what is our measuring stick? That am I making Allah happy or not? We have to learn the laws of Sharia. And the laws of Sharia are not just lopsided, that we are engaged in all our salah, nafal ibadat, everything. But hukukul ibad, the rights of fellow human beings, there we are unmindful. We walk in a house like big Sufis, big tasbis, and very serious in the house. No, that is not the attitude. Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam walked in the house cheerfully. So as our Dada Shaykh teaches us, that by Allah Ta'ala, the measuring stick is Sharia. So we have to learn, and as we ended the lesson last week, that our Dada Shaykh taught us also, that our tasawuf, that is the connection to get to Allah Ta'ala, is not that you just sit in a masjid and read tasbih, or you think I came for itikaf, but you're not even worried your wife is sick at home, or your daughter or somebody is sick at home. And you not even didn't make proper arrangements, etc. That is not Sharia. Your responsibility is first to make proper arrangements. That is all part of the laws of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And that is why Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam has mentioned that when it comes to the rights of Allah ta'ala, that we didn't perform our namaz properly, or we got qaza, we still make tawbah, namaz. And we start making our qaza, there's great hope Allah will forgive us.
But when it comes to hukukul ibad, the rights of fellow human beings, Allah says, first sort it out there. That you cause so much myself, so much pain to my wife, I'm shy to even ask her, please forgive me. No, I must first ask her, please forgive me, and now sort out my life. Then we can hope that we're on the path of getting the love of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Because Hazrat says further, Syuke shariat, shariati haqqa, mizani rizai ilahi hai. Because the true shariat, and this is also important, today Allahu Akbar, that in the name of research and many different ideologies of shariat, many different ideas of Islam, that type of shariat, that is not accepted by Allah. The shariat that was taught to us by Nabi Akram sallallahu alaihi wasallam. Today they have what you call a kulliya course in Islamic universities, the course of shariat. But what they will teach you, all Salafi ideas. So we have to learn from the ulama-i Rabbaniyin, those ulama that are connected to Allah, and learn the proper shariat. That is the scale by Allah, whether you'll be happy, by whether you are gaining the love of Allah Ta'ala or not. Otherwise today, Allahu Akbar, many people say, no, you don't have to be so rigid in your deen. It's not a matter of rigid in your deen, it's a matter of being firm on the sunnah of Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam. So this is also extremely important, and especially today's time we see, like people will say, no, there is a disease around, you have to social distance. No, our Sharia teaches us there's no social distance. So those ulama-i Rabbaniyin that are teaching us that we don't social distance in our salah, we have to stand like a firm wall, people will label them that they are very rigid, they are orthodox, but they are teaching us the right Sharia. And other ulama that are also ulama, we have to respect them, but we don't follow that ideology. We have to follow the ideology that is correct, but don't pass remarks upon those ulama. That is, but we have to learn shariati haqqa, the true shariat. That is important. Otherwise, you learn a kulliya course in even Madina University. And then you're giving dawah throughout the world. But your dawah is totally concocted also. So much so that our Dada Shaykh used to even give one example, that our sunnah is so perfect that to keep a beard is wajib, it's necessary. But according to the sunnah of Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam, one first length and little over, don't keep such a long beard also like the Jews, that our Dada Shaykh says when you have to go to the toilet, you have to put it under your arm. It doesn't get messed. So we and many people today keeping long beards and they think that is Sharia. So Sharia is the haqqa, the proper Sharia. That is, and that you will get from the ulama-i Rabbaniyin, those ulama that are connected to Allah, that have got the fear of Allah, that are worried, are we, and also were dead. They will teach us the right deen, but they will have fear of Allah in their heart. So this is our scale to see whether we are getting this connection with Allah Ta'ala or not. Otherwise, we just have this lopsided idea of deen, and then we say, no, today it's necessary, you have to wear your mask, you have to all do all these things, and Allah Ta'ala is showing us what the occasion came in our life. How life has just changed and become so topsy-turvy. But sadly today Allah is showing us that for who are you are following. That Allah Ta'ala say, Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam told us that see from who you take your deen. Don't just take your deen from anybody. And today, like we say, we're living in the foolish world that Shaitan is teaching us, take your deen online. That now your mufti is no more the mufti in the Darulum who's pious, who's got taqwa. Now your mufti is mufti Google. You just Google your fatwa and you'll get your answer. Which is totally incorrect. Even if you're getting your fatwa from a right website, it is not correct. Because when a mufti sees you and he directly you give him your question, he'll just look at your face and he'll know what answer to give you. That what temperament is in your heart? Why are you asking that question? A mufti like Mufti Mahmood Sahib Rahmatullah used to say, a mufti doesn't just give an answer on paper. He will see the person and two people will come with the same question, but they'll get different answers. Because that is the soul. We have to learn shariati haqqa. So in simple, in the crux of this introduction, Hazrat is mentioning, Mukhtasar yeke nisbat ka matlab, dawam e zikr aur dawam e taat hai. So in short, what is this connection with Allah? What is this love of Allah that we all want it? And we have to be making dua for it. But as we learn, it's the effort for life. But on this effort for life, it senses you making an effort, but amilatu nasiba. Your effort is not correct. You're not following the right mashayikh, etc. Like today we see in the name of deen, even the dhikr is made, but in the background there's musical, the stones in the background. Today in the nizams also, and we are so overtaken. We want to learn deen on the YouTube. And you are looking at the Maulana, and you are looking at the Qari Sahib. That is not, you won't get deen like that. So in simple terms, nisbat ka matlab, what is the proper objective of this connection with Allah? Dawam e zikr. That all the time you are in the zikr of Allah. In other words, like we learn here, we make our zikr in the morning and evening. It will start on the tongue, but zikr has to go into the heart. And that is what Allah Ta'ala is saying. Allah has sent us here not to go through depression and all the difficulties that today people say life is hard, life is difficult. Allah says, Allah, listen attentively. But the sad part is, like our Shaykh says, we don't listen attentively. We come even for Jummah Bayan, in the first few minutes we're listening, but then we're catching 40 winks. Now you listen half-half. And like one Maulana gave a Bayan, he said in Jummah, he says, Allah is so kind that when you're on safar, Allah made namaz half. This brother is half sleepy, he heard Allah made namaz maaf. He started going on safar, his wife told him, it's zohar time, let's stop here somewhere, read our zohar. Say, no, you didn't hear the bayan. Say, which bayan? Say, Jummah time, Maulana said, now Allah made namaz maaf when you go on safar. So we don't hear properly, and like that Maulana gave us some similar example, he said, that in Gujarati he said, piyaz haram, viyaj. Viyaj is the Gujarati word for interest. He said, viyaj haram hai, usse bacho, save yourself from that. This brother half sleepy, he heard piyaj instead of viyaj. And piyaj means onions. And our Shaykh says, normally you want, the wife wants onions when it's very expensive. And Abad, after Jummah, he went home. Wife says, I got a call, so many visitors are coming, going to buy 2-3 bags of onions. He says, you know the price. How can I buy so much? And onions, you don't need it. Say, why? Say, Maulana gave a bayan. Say, what bayan? Say, Maulana said, piyaj is haram. Say, which Maulana? Let me phone him. When she found out from the Maulana, he said, I didn't say piyaj, I said viyaj, interest. That he don't want to hear, because he got his HP, he got all that other bonds, etc. So Allah Ta'ala give us tawfiq. Allah says, Allah, listen attentively. Our Dada Shaykh, our Shaykh puts it so beautifully. He says, in Arabic, there are three words, which are called huruf-e-tambih, the letters of warning. When you want to tell somebody some important matter, you tell him, listen, open your ears and listen. So in Arabic, there are three words, listen properly. It is Allah, Ama, and Ha. Allah, Ama, and Ha. Hazrat says, I'm not saying Yamaha. Just now you say Maulana is an agent for Yamaha. So Allah is saying, listen attentively. Allah bi zikrillah. That only with the zikr of Allah will you get this contentment in life. That you won't get depression. Even sickness comes to you. Even the disease comes to you. Whatever condition. But you won't fall into depression. You'll still have itminan. But here the ulama explain also. And we have to learn our deen from the righteous ulama. Ya bi zikrillah, normally in Arabic, bi means what the zikr of Allah. It doesn't mean just making your tasbih, or you made your zikr in the morning and you said, I've got zikr, I made zikr. Otherwise, like our Shaykh says, on that zikr we have to make tawbah. That you got tasbih in your hand, you're reading astaghfirullah, you're taking Maulana for a bayan, and you say, Maulana, look how these women are dressed in the streets. So you causing bad nazri, and you even want Maulana to do a haram also. So that zikr needs tawbah. What zikr here means, here the tafsir is, fi zikrillah. That you will start off with your tasbih, but now you must get soaked in the zikr of Allah. Like that fish when it is in the water. And like Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam gave the beautiful example, a believer when he walks in the masjid, is like a fish in the water. He just enjoys himself. And a munafiq like myself, Allah save me and all of us, that when we walk in the masjid, like a bird in a cage. That when is the imam going to finish? Why is taking so long with dua, etc.? So we have to get soaked in the zikr of Indra. In other words, dawami zikr, the laws of Allah Ta'ala all the time. That now is Allah happy with me what I am doing. Not I made my zikr and I am happy. Zikr is to give you the medicine to bring strength that deen must come in my life. One is the knowledge of deen, like we heard and we learned. One is ilm and nabuwat, the knowledge of nabuwat. So many ulama, especially myself, like young ulama, Allah has just given us a label, but we far from that. That we know the knowledge of deen, and knowledge when you come to know is not to bring laxity in your deen, is to practice deen. Now you know the knowledge of deen, oh, this is just sunnah, this is just mustahab. No, in the time of sahaba there was no such a thing as sunnah and mustahab. Every act was important. So this is dawam e zikr. That zikr you make regularly, and as we read the first poem, that tu hi tu, oh Allah, you come in my heart. That now whatever I do, I'm conscious, is Allah pleased with me? Am I sitting right to eat? Am I talking properly? Whatever I'm doing, am I doing? Like Hazrat says, that we tell our children also, read Bismillah. But when the food comes, I forget, my Bismillah is gone. And my mouth is tight-lipped. But when I'm eating, then my mouth is wide open. But when Bismillah time, then you say, I read in my heart. No, we have to know, and this is the reality, that this is where we will learn what is dawami zikr. From the mashayikh, that continuously in the zikr of Allah, in other words, in the obedience of Allah. Like a fish in the water, today we say that we got depression. Why? What is that depression? How much a fish is out of the water, he's uneasy. So how much we are out of deen, out of the laws of deen, that is how much will be uneasy. In our business, what we not do, conducting properly against Sharia, you'll see you'll be uneasy in your business. In your home also, if you're not conducting yourself properly in your home, you'll be uneasy. With your children, whatever it may be. So if in the zikr of Allah, in other words, in the commands of Allah, to know the commands of Allah, and from this we see how important is it that a person has to learn knowledge of deen. Then together with that, dawami ta'at, not just to learn to know, but to be obedient, that what you know must become part of our lives. And all the time a person is got fikr and concern, that am I in the obedience of Allah Ta'ala or not? And we are so weak, that if Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam has mentioned, that ma abadnaka haqqa ibadati, that oh Allah, we could not worship you the way how great you are. So in other words, you try your best, but after that, astaghfar, astaghfirullah, astaghfirullah. So where we will get this? This we will only get from the friends of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, ulama-i rabbaniyin. And Hazrat explained that in order to gain this reality, that how to be conscious now, am I in the zikr of Allah or not? That is, am I in the zikr of Allah? Not am I making zikr of Allah? One is we start making, like a person is sick, you take a small tablet. Then it's not just did I take my tablet, is my health improving or not? A person is worried, is my health, you see this, it's not improving, you go back to the doctor. And you say, it doesn't seem like this tablet is helping me or not. So exactly the same, we have to see that I'm making my zikr. But is deen, the reality of that zikr coming into my heart? Is it going down into my heart, not just staying on my tongue? That am I becoming obedient to the commands of Allah? Am I checking my ibadat? Am I checking my life, etc.? So this is extremely important that a person starts checking. And that is why the object of coming to the khanka, that a person starts becoming conscious of deen. Not you come to the khanka like a big Sufi, you'll be just making zikr, you go home, you tell your wife, hey, we made zikr in the khanka. But we go home, we're still carrying on the same way. We're still not checking Allahu Akbar. Like our Shaykh, our Dada Shaykh gives a beautiful example. He says, you say you made zikr of Allah and you are a big Sufi. But when you're standing in namaz, you're not even looking whether your trouser is below your ankles or not. Now you're getting Allah's curse. And so a Sufi, his eyes is not only on the arsh of Allah Ta'ala. His eyes is all over on his whole body. That when he stands in namaz also, he's conscious, I'm standing in front of Allah. And you're checking your trousers. You bought a new jubba now from Madina Sharif. But it's right touching your ankles and you're not worried about it. Allahu Akbar. One day our Dada Shaykh in Madina Sharif, Somebody brought a jubba for Hazrat and presented as a hadya. Hazrat put it on, and he asked his khadims and the people around Hazrat Mirsab, Rahmatullah Alayh, that how is it? They said, Hazrat, it's almost touching your ankle. They just had to say that, and Hazrat took it off. He said, Nikalo, take it off. He said, Hazrat, you can check, then we can, said, what if I pass away now? That this is just, and that is what Hazrat used to say, don't even love on the borderline. Don't say my jubba is okay, it's just above, it's still above my ankle. No, on the borderline also is dangerous. Because then when you will go across the border without realizing. And we see, sadly today, even imams wearing long jubbas, long kurtas. So that is not the dawami zikr. You're not in the zikr of Allah. You came here, you get in the anger of Allah, Rabbul Izzat. And today we see, sadly, we come to the masjid with big billboards. And we not only, our namaz is not only getting affected, others are getting affected. Your eyes fall, and you see a big night sign on a person's back or on his front. And today, not only the keepers or what we are wearing, our kurtas now, BMW kurtas and Mercedes kurtas, where that all came from. So we are not in the zikr of Allah, and we think that I am performing salah. So how important this is, and where we will learn, and then we shouldn't have this notion that these ulama are too strict, they're too rigid. What's wrong with this? This what's wrong? Our whole deen will get wiped out. And as we will learn in front, how our deen today is just becoming like, just a name, and then namesake. So Hazrat says, how you will get this in your heart? One is, you have to come for your Islam, come and make contact with a sheikh, and then start learning how to make zikr, and then be conscious, is deen coming into my life? Is sharia coming into my life? And to make an effort on the whole sharia is quite difficult. But to make effort on one part of sharia that will bring the whole sharia in your life, that is much more easier. So Hazrat is saying here that which is that effort you should make. Or tamami ta'at mein sabse muhtam bishan, ta'at namaz hai. He says from all the obedience of the commands of Allah that you want to practice on the whole of deen, that is your aim and objective. But the most outstanding feature and the most outstanding part of deen that Allah Ta'ala has given us from our ibadat is salah. So that is the main thing. You make an effort on salah, Allah Ta'ala says, قَدْ أَفْلَحَ الْمُؤْمِنُونَ الَّذِينَ هُمْ فِي صَلَاتِهِمْ خَاشِعُونَ. You're looking for success. If you made an effort on your salah, your whole deen will come right. And when your deen comes right, then your dunya will come right. Today we got the lopsided understanding also. That first we want to bring our dunya right. Then I say I will go for namaz. Like Hazrat says so beautifully, that you got a young son, he's already all matured, 12, 14 years old. Abdullah, you coming for Fajr namaz? Now Hazrat asks you, your Imam Sahib asks you, where's Abdullah? You say, Maulana, you know that Abdullah, I tried to wake him up, but now he's not getting up. I'm going to miss my Jamaat, and today you must have diplomacy. You can't be so hard on the children. And I didn't want to miss my Jamaat, so I left him. So you use that diplomacy. But now when you went back home and Abdullah must go to the university and he's still sleeping. And now when you say Abdullah get up and he's still sleeping, now what happens? Now what diplomacy? Now you don't leave Abdullah, now you say I'll take out the bell. So this is shaitani diplomacy. That you must be lenient. Lenient in the sense that Allahu Akbar, our Shaykh teaches us so beautifully that diplomacy of shaitan is tell somebody go to hell in such a way you look forward to it. Today we're not looking forward, we're paying for hell. We're buying cell phones for our children. We're buying PlayStations, but we're not worried of their salah. We're buying for them those clothing and Allahu Akbar. That is another whole subject that how shaitan has fooled us. Hazrat says they sell you half socks for double the price. They sell you torn trousers for double the price. And we also like fools. And we don't realize that is their set plan. That today we see the color of clothing or socks, etc. That was a plan 30 years ago. That to bring such an attitude in the minds of people that now you have what is called unisex. That boys and girls wear the same color socks as them. And then that unisex idea, where it landed up now? Now a child has got the right to say, no, I want to be a boy, I want to be a girl. any of you. The father have to object, they'll take you to court, etc. And these things are being taught in our schools. And we say diplomacy, we're paying a package. School is not any more education. It is everything besides Allah. And it's an industry. The people that are paying exorbitant school fees to send their children to lose their iman. How sad it is. So we have to come to our senses that here we have to come to learn that what is the reality of our life. That for namaz, that is the most important aspect of our life, for that we have a don't care attitude. That namaz, when I get time I'll go, when I don't have time I'll go. Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam said the time will come that a person will perform salah as if he's doing a favor to Allah. When I got time, I'll go now. No, it's more important. Let me just watch this over finish. Let me watch this match finish. So to make an effort on our salah, that will bring our whole deen in order. So we have to put the cart before the horse. When you make an effort on salah, automatically your dunya will come in order. Automatically you'll see that dunya will start coming right. But when you're making an effort on dunya, and you say, Mohana, with my business, you know, I couldn't make it for Zohar, because I had a problem with my computers. Leave your computers one side. Come to Allah and see how Allah after that will sort out your problem. How Allah Ta'ala will sort out our problems. And there are many examples of our pious elders. Allahu Akbar. So Allah Ta'ala give us tawfiq to understand that the most outstanding ibadat and the most outstanding gift that Allah has given us. And that is why to show us how outstanding it is, Allah took Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam for Mi'raj. All other commands came down with Jibreel. Namaz, Allah took Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam to the arsh of Allah Ta'ala and presented it on a golden tray and gave it for the whole ummah. And Allah knew that Allah is going to make only 5 namazas for us. But Allah said you have to make 50 namazas. And then Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam went for a decrease. Allah made it 5. But Allah says, وَلَن تَجِدَ لِسُنَّةِ اللَّهِ تَبْدِيلًا. I won't change my sunnah. I have prescribed 50, you read only 5. But if you read that 5 properly, you will get 50 salah sawab. In other words, whole day. And that is our object of life, that we are created to worship Allah Ta'ala. What does that mean? Just read your salah properly. When you start working on your salah, now the moment you leave the masjid, you'll see you'll leave in the right way, according to sunnah. Otherwise, we're just rushing out of the masjid. We don't even know whether I went out with the right leg or left leg. Whether I read the dua or nothing. And then we're saying, why this problems in the world? Why all this lockdown, etc.? We have locked down ourselves. We didn't take our time to learn our salah. But we got a lot of time to learn computer courses. And like we say, paying a price to send our children to university, etc. Allah give me understanding that we make an effort on the salah. And what will be the effect of this? Hazrat says, jiska asar, tamam buraiyon se bachana, aur zindagi ke har shoba ko ibadat bana dena, jiski tafsir Quran wa hadith mein aaya hai. That when you start making an effort on your salah, then you'll see there are sins that you hate. I don't know why I'm still looking at women. I hate it. Why am I still looking at this movie, etc.? I don't like it. So to make an effort on each sin is a very big effort. You hardly start with one sin and you see, you think you're getting it out of your life and you think, now let me work on the next sin. That sin comes back. So Allah Ta'ala has taught us, إِنَّ الصَّلَاةَ تَنْهَى عَنِ الْفَحْشَاءِ وَالْمُنْكَرِ. Verily, salah will remove all types of evil and all types of sin and dirt from our life. So, but we have to do a proper course on salah. And do a course by the ulama-i rabbaniyin, by the proper ulama, and learn how to do this course on salah outwardly to have a structure. Then reality of salah, that life in salah will come. So if a person wants his whole life to come correct, the sins must come out of our life. Allah, the deen of Allah Ta'ala must come in my life. And then you'll see, as you start doing the course, now life, you'll see, oh, I thought life is hard. Life is enjoyable. Life is easy, that to go for salah, you're looking eager. And you'll plan your day also according to salah. And this is what will be your barometer, that my life, if somebody asks you an appointment, I'll meet you after Zohar. Not I'll meet you 12:30 when you know it's Zohar time. Then your appointments, everything, Allahu Akbar. As Hazrat explained, our mashayikh in India, just to go from the Saharanpur to Deoband, by train there to go, you take, it's few kilometers, but you take about an hour. But Maulana, if we had to go for one, the visit to somebody to Deoband, he first used to check the whole timetable of all the trains, the buses, that I mustn't go in such a train that I miss my Salah with Jamaat. And today we just, anyhow, we just travel. So it is important that we want all this evil to come out of our lives. And this is deen. That the obedience of Allah, that is the positive. A person wants current in his life, but he says, I'm just a positive man. He calls the electrician that I want current. I got all new appliances, but only put positive wire. Then the electrician will tell him, you can put all the positive wires in the world, you won't get current. You have to do the positive ibadat and the negative ibadat. The positive ibadat is our salah, tilawat, zikr. And the negative ibadat, now stay away from the filth and dirt. Stay away from all the poison. That on the one hand, we performing salah. But the moment we walk out, I'm checking my phone. I'm looking at the video. And I don't even regard it as a sin. So all these things to come out of our life, that a person makes an effort in this great field of ibadat, of salah. And the details of this, Hazrat explained, there are many, many details in the Quran Kareem. Inna salata tanha anil fahshai wal munkar, the ahadith and how to do this. Isliye roze mahshar mein sabse awwal namaz hi ka hisab hoga. That is why we see on the day of Qiyamah, Nabi sallallahu alaihi wasallam said, you won't able to move your feet till you have to give an account in the court of Allah ta'ala. And from the department of ibadat, the first thing Allah is going to check is our salah. If our salah is in order, Allah ta'ala will say, never mind, don't look at all his other ibadat. But if our salah is incorrect, and we're not even conscious and worried about our salah, the first thing myself I have to realize that my salah is totally faulty. And as our Hazrat teaches us, that we're not even standing properly in front of Allah Ta'ala. You go, you got a court case, the judge, you don't even know him, he doesn't know you, but you're just standing in the box and you're shivering. Here in the court of Allah Ta'ala, the kings of kings who are seeing us, and we're standing with our legs wide apart, and sometimes we're standing, like Hazrat says, you're standing on the street corner just relaxing. We're not fastening our hands properly. We have to go to Miraj. So this is a cause that a person has to do. And the cause starts from the bottom. That namaz ke fazail aur ahmiyat ulama aur mashayikh hamesha se tahreer farmate chale aaye hain. Aur usme hamare Hazrat Shaykh Rahmatullah Alayh ka bhi ek risala, fazail namaz bahut hi mubarak aur muassir hai. And we see the cause here. It starts 11 o'clock. We should be on time. That Fazail-e Amal is read. We shouldn't think, ah, they're just reading from Fazail-e Amal. I learnt it. No, I have to come and listen how important namaz is. Let that eagerness build in me. Then we see the masail are being taught, etc. And as Hazrat explained, how effective is this kitab of Hazrat Shaykh Rahmatullah Ali. Fazail-e Amal, all the different kitabs, Fazail-e Salah. A person just listens with consciousness and reads it daily. You can read the same hadith. You'll see every day it will have a different effect. But we sit and we say, I heard Fazail-e Amal. We went in Jamaat, we read it. We read it how many times myself. But where there's still effect in my life. I'm still late for Salah. I'll still miss my Takbir-e Ula. I'll still miss my first. So all the... If we want to make an effort on our salah, we have to start from the first step, the foundation. Whatever program is being stipulated here, it's not just to fill up a slot. It's not just to give us and to fill up our time. It's all important that first we have to have the utensil. When the utensil you got, then you can fill the reality of salah in there. So all these programs that are taking place, all the masail, etc., that have been taught, as Hazrat mentioned, few kitabs where masails are also mentioned, or namaz ke zahiri masal, masail, kutubi fiqa mein daraj hai. And that is also important. A person says, I want concentration in namaz, but you're not learning the masalas of namaz. You're not even learning the masalas of wuzu, etc. Whereas today, Allahu Akbar, the Western world, who on the one hand want to make us unmindful of Islam, but they researching so much about Sunnah, and as they research, they come to know one Sunnah, how valuable it is. And we are just leaving the Sunnah one side. And they know that Sunnah will take us close to Allah. So they put it in such a way that now you leave out that Sunnah. And now look in Salah, to stand close together, shoulder to shoulder, where now this waswasa, everybody got doubts today. And everybody say, I don't know, I have evil thoughts. Because when you don't stand close to one another, even when there was no social distancing law, then there used to be slight gaps, and shaitan comes in between. And he puts waswasa in our minds, etc. Now we got all this doubts. Now shaitan, Hazrat says so beautifully, now he saw I can work, I can split the ummah in such a way that let them stand 1 meter apart. Now not only shaitan squeezes himself, he comes with his whole family here. And now we're not the following deen, now we're talking about ulama. These ulama say that, those ulama say that. No, we don't have to worry of all that controversy. We have to come back onto the original deen. Our original deen, that is to learn the masail, to know the masalas. We can't say I want the concentration in namaz, but I don't even know the masail of istinja. I'm not even making my istinja properly. I just wash quickly. There are still drops that are coming out. There's a masala which is called istibra, which Mufti Sahab will teach, inshallah. And here, there's very little time. These masail that are taught to give us eagerness, that I have to go home and ask a Maulana, give me 15 minutes every day at least, or even 3-4 times a week, and learn masail, and learn these things, and then we'll see, I don't even know that there was 4 faras in wuzu. I just used to make my wuzu, and I thought my wuzu is complete. Whereas Hazrat explains, Allahu Akbar, like to gargle your mouth in wuzu, that the water must go right till your throat, and you make ghar. You must hear the sound. Today in a wuzu khana, although wuzu should be made at home, but even in a wuzu khana, you'll hardly hear anybody making ghar. And then they want to say, no, you get this disease, your throat will get sore. But when your throat is sore, the doctor will say, go and gargle, go and put TCP. And the best antiseptic is water. And we have got the taharat, but we want to follow their way of life. We want to follow sanitization, whereas we have got, but we don't know the masail. We're not making our wuzu properly, we're not cleaning our nose properly, put water in the nose and blow it, then see all the bile, all the phlegm will come out. Then there's no such a thing that you get disease in a masjid. You can't get disease here. Here you got sanitization. So for bodily sanitization, then when azan starts, shaitan runs away from the masjid. So where we're not learning our masail, we're not interested, and now the world has made us fools, and we want to say the scientists, what they say you have to follow, otherwise you are irresponsible citizen. It's not a matter of saving lives, it's a matter of saving iman. It's a matter of saving ourselves from the fire of Jahannam. So that's why Hazrat says all the kitabs are very effective. The masails you'll find in the kitab Ta'limul Islam. Mufti Kifayatullah wrote the simple kitab, based is ever, very effective kitab. We should try and have talim of this at home also. 1-2 minutes, what fazail-e amal, then the sunnah, then this kitab, then we'll see the eagerness that I must learn my salah. And I must, then you'll see, you'll give importance to everything. First, my salah will come right, my whole life will come right. Allah give us all tawfiq and understanding. Wa akhir da'wana. Subhanallah wa bihamdihi. Subhanallah.